لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives us the opportunity to do good, and then who completes it, and then he also favors us with it and rewards us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have helped us to read this Quran again this year. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, from the beginning to the end. And you have given us the opportunity to understand it, to ponder over it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have not given it its due right. Ya Allah, these are your words, and nothing could be more beautiful than your words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to forgive us our mistakes during this journey. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to accept every single letter, every single word, every single teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba that has come across with the Quran, that has come with the Quran, and you have preserved it for us, that you have given us the opportunity to glance at. Please accept it from us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, we ask you to give us the opportunity to read the Quran, to think about the Quran, to ponder upon all the ayat that we do tilawa of, that we recite with our tongue from your book. Ameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to give it its understanding, because truly your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when Allah wants good for someone, he gives them the understanding of religion. Ya Allah, give us the understanding of your deen. Ameen. Ya Allah, help us to recognize its meaning. Help us to understand its language and to recognize what you want us to do. Ameen. Ya Allah, help us. Help us to recognize its miracles and help us to elevate ourselves with its miracles. Ameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to help us to act upon it, to follow it as long as we live. Ameen. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. You are truly capable of everything. Ameen. Ya Allah, remove our loneliness and desperation in our graves with the companionship of the Quran. Ameen. Ya Allah, make us its companions in this dunya, and make the Quran our companion in Akhirah. Ameen. Ya Allah, make this Quran an excuse in our favor and not against us. Ameen. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us with this Quran, with this great Quran. Ameen. Ya Allah, make this Quran a leader for us, a noor for us, a guide for us, a mercy for us. Ameen. Ya Allah, remind us of it what we have forgotten. Teach us of it what we do not know. And give us the opportunity, the ability to do its recitation and tilawa at all times of the night and all times of the day, and make it an argument in our favor. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen. Ya Allah, we are your slaves. We are the children of your slaves. Ya Allah, our foreheads are in your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have complete control over us. Ya Allah, your hukum, your judgment, your ordinances are always carried out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your hukum, your judgment is always fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you with every name that you have named yourself with. Ya Allah, we ask you with your most beautiful names, the names that you have sent down in your book, the Quran, or you have taught any one of your creation, or you have kept those names hidden in the knowledge of your unseen. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you with all of those beautiful names of yours, that you make the Quran, this great Quran, the spring of our hearts, a way to elevate our hearts, to make us happy. Make this Quran the way to make us happy. Ya Allah, Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to make this Quran the noor of our hearts, Ameen. And the way to remove our huzn, our depression, our weakness, and our anxiety, Ameen. Ya Allah, you have promised that this Quran is a cure. It is cure for diseases of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to remove all of our diseases through this Quran, this great Quran. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to complete our noor for us, our light for us, Ameen. Ya Allah, create light in our hearts, create light in our eyes, in our ears. Ya Allah, create light on our right and on our left and above us and below us and in front of us and behind us. Ya Allah, create noor in our bodies and our bones and our muscles and our hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create noor in our tongues. Increase noor for us, magnify it for us, and complete it for us. Ameen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. We ask you to give us your khashya, your fear, the amount of fear that is going to prevent us from your disobedience. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us the amount of fear of you that will prevent us from your disobedience. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us the amount of fear of you that will prevent us from your disobedience. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the opportunity, give us the obedience of you that is going to help us to reach your Jannah. Ameen. Give us the conviction that is going to make easy for us the difficulties of this worldly life. Ameen. Ya Allah, benefit us with our hearing, with our eyes, and with all of our strengths, as long as we live. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us against those who oppress us. Ameen. Ya Allah, help us against those who are enemies to us. Ameen. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make our musibah, our difficulty in our deen. Ameen. Allah, do not try us by our deen. Ameen. Do not make it difficult for us. Make our deen easy for us. Ameen. And do not make this dunya, this worldly life, the greatest of our worries. Ameen. Ya Allah, this dunya is something that you give to everybody, even people who do not believe in you. You give dunya to the greatest of your enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you do not care for it. Make us not care for it. Make us care for our real life, which is an akhirah. Ameen. Ya Allah, you give dunya anyway to those who wish for akhirah. Ya Allah, make our greatest worry akhirah. Make us worry about the day when we will stand before you and we have to answer for our deeds. Ameen. Make us worry that people will not find out our sins. Ameen. Ya Allah, cover us. Cover us. Ya Allah, cover us. Ameen. Ya Allah, do not make this dunya the greatest of our goals and the highest ilm that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dunya, the ilm of this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is great ilm. But do not make it the end of our knowledge. Ya Allah, give us the knowledge of our deen. Give us the knowledge to make us successful in the next life as well. Ameen. Ya Allah, do not place upon us anyone who does not have mercy upon us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Have mercy upon us through this Quran. Ameen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Inna nas'aluka bi anna nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, al ahadu as-samadu allazi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Ameen. Ya Allah, the one who has been removed from hellfire has truly succeeded. Ya Allah, make us of those who do not hear hellfire, who do not feel its smoke. Ameen. On the day of judgment, Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, we stay far away from it. Ameen. Ya Allah, make us of those who spend every single moment in this world loving you, doing your ibadah according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Ya Allah, his nature, his conscience, his personality was the Quran. When his wife was asked, how was he at home? She said, khuluquhu al-Quran. His personality was the Quran. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us like that as well. Ameen. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to always hold fast to the Quran. We want to hold fast to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for us. Ameen. Ya Allah, this month of Ramadan you have promised, when a person is fasting, that their du'as are answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a month of mercy, a month of forgiveness. You have only brought this month to us so that you may forgive us. Ya Allah, so we ask you for your forgiveness, because you are Kareem, you are generous, and you love to forgive. So please forgive us. Ameen. Allahumma innaka kareemun, afuun kareemun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, forgive all of our sins, the ones that we did knowingly, the ones that we did by mistake, the ones that we did as a joke, the ones that we did in seriousness, the ones that we are not even aware of anymore. Ya Allah, forgive all of them, because we acknowledge that all of them were from us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ameen. Ya Allah, your maghfirah, your mercy is far greater than any sin that we can perpetrate. Ya Allah, your mercy and your forgiveness far exceeds any amal that we can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we acknowledge that Jannah and your pleasure is not gained by any amal, any action that we do. It is solely your rahmah, it is solely your mercy. So have mercy upon us, because we ask only of you. Ya Allah, we have believed. A caller came and we accepted. Ya Allah, we have believed in your Quran. We have believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have nothing to show in our hands as deeds. We have nothing to show that you would be pleased with. We have nothing to show with which any currency with which we can buy any property in Jannah. You have given us plenty in this dunya to buy wealth and to buy property here. We have nothing to show for Akhirah. Allah, in our bank for Akhirah. Allah, you fill it. You fill it with your mercy and you fill it with your forgiveness. And make us of the chosen people, the ones that you have given honor to, the ones who have taqwa. Ameen. Because you have said in the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most noble of you, human beings, is the one who is the most fearful of Allah. Make us of those. Ameen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Forgive us and forgive our parents. Ameen. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses and forgive our children. Ameen. Ya Allah, forgive our generations till the end of time and keep our children on the straight path. Ameen. Ya Allah, if our children become lost and we have nothing, Ya Allah, help them to hold fast to you and keep them close to you. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Surround them with good company. in this world and akhirah, ameen. Ya Allah, wherever they go, we do not protect them. Only you do. Ya Allah, protect them wherever they go, ameen. Give them the blessings of this dunya and give them the blessings of akhirah, the best of them. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, help our children to love the Quran. Help our children to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our generations till the end of time. Ameen. Make our generations of those who follow the Quran and take it to others. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ameen. Ya Allah, raise their darajat and status. Ameen. Ya Allah, remove any difficulties from our parents. Ameen. Ya Allah, give them good health and strength. And give them strength in spirit. Give them strength in their minds. And give them strength in their bodies. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, our parents, our grandparents, and their children who have passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open up their graves and place noor in them. Ameen. Ya Allah, forgive all of their sins and make us a sadaqah jariyah for them. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, open up into their graves windows from Jannah. Ameen. Ya Allah, let us collect together in Akhirah, in peace and happiness and tranquility. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to remove all of our difficulties, whether physical or spiritual or mental, in this dunya. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you for the best in this dunya and the best in akhirah and security from hellfire. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our best amal, our best action, our last one. Ameen. Make the end of our lives the best part of our lives. Ameen. And our best day, the day we meet you. Ameen. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir, because you are capable of anything. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Allah, send the angels of Jannah to take our souls. Ameen. Ya Allah, when you place us in our graves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us, aid us, make us firm, and help us to answer the questions of Munkar Nakir correctly. Ameen. And with confidence. Ameen. Ya Allah, make the questions in our grave easy for us. Ameen. The answers at the tip of our tongues. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, when our family members are walking away after they have placed us in the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expand our graves for us and open up a window into Jannah. Ameen. Ya Allah, fill our graves with light and make the Quran and our good deeds our companion to keep us until the day of judgment. Ameen. On the day of judgment, when all the bodies will come out of the graves, the earth will split open. A day that is, you have said, is Al-Qari'ah, the greatest calamity, Al-Ghashiyah, the one that overtakes people. Ya Allah, on that day, send those angels you have promised at our graves to welcome us, to keep us in peace and tranquility. Ameen. Ya Allah, the ones that will say, Salamun Alaikum, salam upon you and welcome, this is the day that you were waiting for. Ya Allah, never let us forget our akhirah. Ameen. Make us of those people who are mutmainina, blessed and tranquil on that day. Ameen. Our faces are shining bright. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us our book of deeds in our right hand and do not question us. Ameen. We cannot answer for any of our sins. Ya Allah, cover us. Cover us. Ya Allah, cover us. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us our book of deeds in our right hands. Ameen. Ya Allah, help us to cross over the bridge, over hellfire, quickly and safely. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, expand for us our light, the light that will be running in front of us and on our right hand side. Complete it for us and forgive us. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadeen. Ameen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, help us enter Jannah peacefully. Ameen. Ya Allah, on the scale in on which you will measure our good deeds and our bad. Ya Allah, that scale that the angels are fearful of. Ya Allah, make that weighing of our deeds easy for us. Ameen. Ya Allah, make that weighing of our deeds easy for us. Ameen. The day when you will measure the smallest of good in the smallest of evil. Ya Allah, give us extra from your reward and make our scales of good heavy on that day. Ameen. Ya Allah, help us to enter Jannah peacefully. And because the Prophet ﷺ has said to ask for the highest place of Jannah, we ask you for the highest place of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, grant it to us. Ameen. On the day of judgment, let us be of those who safely drink from the house, from the fountain of Rasulullah ﷺ, with from his hands. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us his shifa. Ameen. Grant us his intercession on the day of judgment. Ameen. Ya Allah, make us see him. Make us of the fortunate ones who see him and the Sahaba and have his company on that day. Ameen. And in Jannah. Ameen. Ya Allah, make us of those fortunate ones who will then see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us look at your face. Ameen. Ya Allah, because this whole life, we have been waiting to meet with you. Ya Allah, you also be eager to meet with us. We ask you to be eager to meet with us. Do not make us of those that you do not, the ones you have described, that you do not look upon them and you do not speak to them, Ya Allah. There could not be a greater deprivation than my Lord not looking at me and not speaking to me. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us and forgive us. We ask you for all of the good that your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for and granted to us. Ameen. We ask you, we seek refuge in you from the shar, from every shar that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked refuge from. Grant it to us too. Ameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of all, Ya Allah, make us true and mukhlas and sincere for your sake, for every single deed we do, till we die, till you take our souls. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us sincerity and save us from hypocrisy. Purify us from hypocrisy and purify us from riya, showing off. Ameen. Ya Allah, accept everything that we do. Ya Allah, and magnify the blessings for us. Ameen. Innak ala kulli shayin qadir. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, forgive all of my mistakes that I have done reading this book of yours, and give the greatest of reward to all of those who have made it possible to bring this book to so many people around the world. Ameen. Ya Allah, you know best what is in our hearts. So we ask you to accept the dua of every single person who has helped with this book, to relay it to others, who has preserved it, who have listened to it, who have spent time pondering over it, with anyone and wherever in this world. Accept it from all of us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And make it an argument in our favor. Ameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun alal mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.